In other words, because there is such a concept that you could do a mitzvah like killing out a city, like Yehani Dachas, and Rav Shach is saying the Torah had to go out of its way to save an osan l'chorachamim. See, he wanted to say an interesting thing, Rav Shach. He wanted to say that when it comes to a mitzvah like that, you have to do it lishmo. Whereas normally we say, Yasek odem b'toru mitzvah shaloi lishmo, mitoch shaloi lishmo bo lishmo. Right? Normally, a person just should do a mitzvah, even shaloi lishmo, mitoch shaloi lishmo bo lishmo. Rav Shach's point was, that's all if the mitzvah only has a positive element to it. But a mitzvah like killing out a city of Yehani Dachas. Okay? If you are not doing it lishmo, now it's ritzicha. In other words, it's not a win-win. A regular mitzvah, okay, I'm not ready to learn lishmo. I need to learn shaloi lishmo. Okay, ish kefalach. I'm not ready to do kibbut aveim. I need the bracha of l'man yarichun yomecha. Then I could do kibbut aveim. Fine, it's good. You're doing a good thing. So you're not doing it for the best intention. You are doing it for the best intention. Zok Rav Shach. But when you're doing a mitzvah, which has a negative element, like killing somebody, because you have to kill them, you have to kill them, then you have to do it lishma. So if somebody would be on a bezdin, and they would go ahead and they would kill somebody, and they would kill them shaloi lishma, then chas v'sholom, there's a srachir of ritzicha. Because you're doing something negative, shaloi lishma, then that perhaps could give us a new understanding in V'yitzilu Eda. The Torah went out of its way that the Bezdin has to try to save the person that's Chayiv Mises Bezdin. Even to a far extreme, they have to go. You could say, perhaps, that the yesod of that is because you have to be extra careful that you're really killing him lishma. So if you're spending the whole time trying to find innocence, that will make that if you're mechayev emis, it's lishmo. You're not jumping to the conclusion. Adarab, it's lishmo. Explains the whole idea of mechiras Yosef, why it was a tain on them. If there's a lacking of lishmo, and I'll tell you a tremendous chiddush in halacha from Reb Chaim Berlin, zecher tzadik livracha. Reb Chaim Berlin spoke when they were, they were working on establishing the hospital. Reb Chaim Berlin was a Rav in Yerushalayim at the end of his life. He used to be in Moscow. He used to be in Russia. So he was involved when they were trying to establish the Shaarei Tzedek Hospital in Eretz Yisrael. It's an old hospital. But they were Hadassah, one of those hospitals, either Shaarei Tzedek or Hadassah. They were establishing the hospital before the state was established, obviously. And he got up to speak. And he said a very fascinating thing. He said, whenever you do an asay doich eloisa say, it has to be lishma. That means, when you're doing a mitzvah, big deal. Lishma, not, it's better lishma. If it's not lishma, it's also good, right? But now if you're doing a mitzvah, and you're pushing it out, you're doing it through an avera, so now the mitzvah has to be really lishma. Otherwise it's a chesaron and it's not deiche. So the mitzvah, whenever there's a negative spin on the mitzvah you're doing, it has to be lishma. And I'll tell you more of the gemara to this from Chaim Berlin. The gemara in Yevamos. What does the gemara bring down in Yevamos? The gemara brings down in Yevamos that today we only do chalitza, we don't do yibam. Why don't we do yibam today? So the Gemara says, because in the Doris Rishonim, in the earlier generations, they did Yibam L'Shem Mitzvah. When a guy married his sister-in-law, he married her to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Yibam. Today, they do it because they like the person. Today, in the time of the Gemara, they're already doing Yibam, not because of L'Shem Mitzvah. L'Shem Ishus, L'Shem Noi. So you're not allowed to do it. But you know what the Gemara says, Abishol? Ki'ilu pekeh be'elveh. Strange lashon haGemara. The Gemara says that if you do yibum shaloi lishma, it's ki'ilu pegeh be'erva. What does it mean ki'ilu pegeh be'erva? It's almost like an erva. Why is it almost like an erva? You know why? Because really, it's your sister-in-law. And if there won't be a mitzvah of Yibum, it's one of the highest. So you're only allowed to do it because of the mitzvah. Now if you're doing it Shaloi Lishmo, now there's a srach of the Aveir itself. There's a srach of the BSL. That explains why if Lishmo is so important. So he was speaking then by the establishment of the hospital. He said, even though the halach is Yilad HaMavatel Torah, for mitzvah veres, for a mitzvah that's going by, Yilad HaMavatel Torah, he says, today, a person shouldn't do that. Because they're not mevatel Torah Lishma. The guy takes off Torah, he's not taking off Lishma. I remember when I was learning in a yeshiva once, they used to have chasanas here and there. And buses used to go from this yeshiva to wherever the chasana was. I remember this maaser like yesterday. I happened to have been very close with the chasana. He was a chavrus of mine. I was a lot younger. I was on the bus. I was a young boy then. I was maybe 17 years old at the time. I was on the bus going to the chasana. The bus already starts pulling away from the yeshiva. A guy chases the bus, running from the yeshiva. He's running to catch up the bus. It was interesting. The guy he didn't look like he's dressed for the chasana or anything. So I figured that, you know, whatever, it was late. He woke up, whatever it was, chasing. So we told the bus to wait. So the bus waits. He runs onto the bus. And then forgets, like yesterday, he walks onto the bus with his cigarette. And as soon as he gets on, he goes, Vemin's chasana. Whose chasana is this? So this guy, he knew that Mevatel Talmud Torah Lachnas was Kala. He didn't know who it was, but Mevatel Talmud Torah Lachnas. First thing is you have to Mevatel Torah. Then I'll see whose chasana it was. So Chaim Berlin was saying, if you're not doing it Lishma, it's Bittel Torah. But he said an interesting Kiddush. He said, by Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, let's say Tztok or Chesed, even if you're doing Shalom L'Shmo, it's still a Maila. Still a Maila? Because the main tachlis is being native to somebody else. So he said, if Yeshiva Bacham have to take off time to raise money for this hospital, it's Kedai to do it, even if it's Shalom L'Shmo. That was Chaim Berlin's shmuz. So I want to tell you like this. Now when we come back to our situation over here with Gei Chesed, Why Mitzera? Why was he punished with being a Mitzera? Him and his three sons. So the main question we're asking, why were his sons punished? But why Mitzera? So we explained once that we find a very interesting halacha by Mitzera. We find that a Mitzera, after he speaks Lashon Hara enough and he becomes a Mitzera, he gets thrown out of the Machne. Right? Thrown out of the Machne. Machne Shechina, Machne Leviya, Machne Yisrael. He's thrown out. Why do we throw him out of the machna? What's the point? So I always tie it as a pashut pshat. A person only talks Lashon Hara when they're not machshev yid. If a person is machshev yid, he doesn't talk Lashon Hara. There is no guy that has to control himself from talking Lashon Hara about his kid. Unless he has a very sick guy. Why? He doesn't want to talk Lashon Hara about his kid. He loves his kid. He only wants to hear the best thing about his kid. He doesn't want to talk Lashon Hara about his kid. Yizik are not going to find a Yiddish imam talking Lashon Hara about her kid. She doesn't want to talk Lashon Hara about her kid. She has no interest in talking Lashon Hara about her kid. Right? Lashon Hara means you're missing Avos Yisrael. You don't have a Lashon Hara problem. Lashon Hara is the symptom. If a guy has a strep, so he thinks his problem is his throat hurts him. That's not his problem. His problem is he has an infection in his body. How does he know he feels a pain in his throat? That's not the problem. If he's going to try to fix the pain in his throat, it's not going to do anything. He has to take antibiotics, kill the infection, and then the strep will go away. It's all bizarre. When a guy talks Lashon Hara, his problem is not his mouth. Okay, so now let me work on my mouth. No. You don't have a mouth problem. You're not machshev klogs. If you're machshev yid, you wouldn't be talking Lashon Hara. You wouldn't be talking Lashon Hara. If you look at the Gedolei Olam that were makbar on Lashon Hara, not the makbar on Lashon Hara. Of course they were makbar on Lashon Hara, but that's not where it came from. They were machshev yid. Gei Chazi, spent his life detracting others from coming to learn by his Rebbe, as we explained by Riches many times. That was Gehazi. Totally self-absorbed, he felt nothing for the Tzibur. Nothing for Klal Yisrael. What do we do with a Metzora? We send him out of the Machna. We tell him, you know what? You're not Machshev the Tzibur. Leave. If the guy leaves, and he's counting his way to come back to the Machna, then he'll be Machshev Klal Yisrael. You know how many Talmidim I have over the years that have told me, after they got married, they wanted to go out of town. Oh, this guy wants to go to Houston. This guy wants to go to Arizona. It's geschmack. It's like exotic. You get married. Instead of doing the thing that everybody else does, you do something different. Go to Palm Beach for you. There's a kill in Palm Beach, right under the palm. Gewaldig. Waiting for a beach kill, right? On the beach is a kill, right? Gewaldig. So a lot of times I hear from a Talmud, you know, Rebbe, I just want to be out of town. I want to be like when there's nobody else there, like my own Tzuki Shmak. I always tell them, you know what? Try it out. See what it's like. And if you live out of town, where there's no yeshivas or almost no yeshivas, and you realize kashrus is a problem to find kosher stuff, you realize to find a minion that you're comfortable in is a problem. You realize that you have trouble finding yeshivas for your kids. There's one day school in town, and what happens if it doesn't work for your kid? You're stuck. In Muncie, you have so many options. Dachinoyim, 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 dachinoyim. You have so many options. No, Bemis. In Muncie, you have a community like Muncie. You have so many options. If your kid doesn't work out here, you go there. There's so many options. I said, you know what? A person lives in town, he doesn't realize the milus that he has from having other Yidden, many, many Yidden between him. Then you leave town, and then you see. And I always, when a Talmud moves out of town, I always get a call from them. Rebbe, you were right. Rebbe, you were right. One guy feels it in his marriage, the other guy feels it in his children, the other guy feels it in the, no matter where they feel it. That's the Metzias. That's the Metzias. That's what we do to Metzora. We tell them, you know what, you're not Machshev Eden. Stay away from everybody. Spend time appreciating who Klal Yisrael are. Then you'll come back to the Machana, you'll stop talking Lashon Hara. Maybe then you'll stop talking Lashon Hara. Because you're not working on your mouth, you have to work on your whole system. That's the Yisrael. Memela Gechazi, who didn't appreciate the Tzibur, his Rebbe gave him an Einish of being a Metzora. That's what it, that was the Einish. Rabbi Isai, the children who were brought up by Gehazi, wasn't their fault necessarily, but they also suffered. If you're brought up in a home that's anti-Tzibur, it makes an impact. And therefore his children also had to go through a cleansing. His children also needed to count their way back to the Machanim, to know what it means outside of the Machana. Because they were brought up in a home, and as I explained, that makes a roshim. Not that it's their fault, not that they needed to be punished. They need to be fixed. They need to be fixed if you're brought up in a home. I had a Maisa guy, he was a parent there in the yeshiva, years ago. He had a problem. He had to always say his opinion. And he held that all the gedolim are wrong on different topics. The Gedolim are wrong about Kollel, the Gedolim wrong about this, the Gedolim Shidduchim, the Gedolim. And he had a tremendous, he was a big baldeya. Big baldeya. He always had to say his opinion. He needed it for himself, like he needed therapy. This is what he needed. He needed to be able to walk around and give his opinion. So I told him, listen. I said, I want you to know, let's say his name is Beryl. I said, Beryl, I want you to know. For you yourself, I think it's terrible what you're doing. You're talking about Gedolei Yisrael. You shouldn't be pointing out flaws in Gedolei Yisrael. I think you're doing a terrible thing. But you're a person that understands what a gadol is. You understand it's a gadol. You're making a mistake. You're not giving the proper cup. But you were brought up in a home that had respect for Gedolei Yisrael. So for you, it's only a half a issue. Your kids, Do you know what you're doing to your kids? Your kids are being brought up now, they're not machshav gedolim. I saw once, my wife showed me a story that she read in one of these, you know, books. One of these, you know, Maggid storybooks type of books. She read a story. So she told me the story. I usually tell her, you know, not necessarily every story is 100% in all the books. I don't mean any specific books. A lot of times the stories are a little, you know, they blossom and they have different dimensions to them. They're not always exactly the way it happened, and sometimes they have no shaykhis to what happened. Right? Well, sometimes like Rabbi Wein used to say, they didn't happen yet. They're true. They just didn't happen yet. One day maybe they'll happen. So Lamaisa, one story she read me, I said, Rebbetzin, this story is 100% true. Should I tell you how I know it's true? It's a Yerushalmi. The person who said the story is saying it from the Chofetz Chaim. But it's a Maisa brought down in Yerushalmi. It's a true story. Happens to be it didn't happen by the Chofetz Chaim, it happened by the Yerushalmi. Happened many, many years before. But the story basically, the long and short of the story was, the way it was brought down in the book was a little different than the Yerushalmi, but the concept was the Yerushalmi. Was a guy, every Shabbos he came home from shul, he spoke about his rov in the not the best terms. My rov, he spoke too long, he's this, he doesn't know what he's saying, he's it, whatever. Anyway, his daughter grew up, she wanted to marry a goy. Want to marry a goy? He came to the rov, said, Rabbi, I need your help. My daughter wants to marry a sheyitz. Help me. No. He took the girl to his rov, and the rov sat down with her, spoke to her for hours. She walked out of the rov's house. Chaim ol shalom, she's going to marry the goy. The balabos comes to the rov, he says, Rabbi, can't you do something for me? You're the rabbi. Help me. My daughter wants to marry a sheyitz. Help me. He tells him, let me give you a mashal. And this mashal is the Yerushalmi. He says, you have a doctor. Okay? You have a doctor. The doctor is the specialist in a particular field that only this doctor knows and only this doctor professes. And he knows how to cure this particular disease and he established the medication. And a guy comes to him with a sick child. He says, doctor, I need you. The doctor looks at him. The doctor goes, nothing I can do for you. He says, what do you mean? You're the doctor. He says, let me remind you something. He says, a couple days ago, do you remember you tried to hold somebody up on a bridge? He goes, yeah, that was me. That's the doctor. And do you remember you took my bag that I was holding? He said, yeah. You were looking in it, if there was anything in there, it was just a couple of junky bottles in there? Yeah. And what did you do with the bottles? I threw it over the bridge, threw it into the water. He says, you know what those bottles were? The medication. Those bottles were the medication. You threw away the medication. What's the nimshol? You come home every Shabbos. You talk about your rabbi like that. You threw away the medication. Now the rabbi comes to talk to your daughter. What is the daughter? The daughter looks at the rabbi. She goes, he's that fool that my father spoke about for the last 20 years. So you threw out the medication. There's nothing I can do for you. That was Gehazi's children's problem. Their father threw away the medication. If they were brought up in a home that was anti the tzibur, now they also had to go through a mitzvah process. Not that they did an avera. They had to be fixed. That's the cause and effect of your mice.